then he'd go and hunt somebody that he thought could fix it, and they got the church built, and it was so pretty. And he went down there then, and he swept and dusted and cleaned it all up. Fixed it just like he wanted. But they didn't have preaching but every other Sunday. And he called the pastor in Mendenhall, who preached at Mendenhall one Sunday morning, Rouse Creek the next. And the day that he preached at Mendenhall Sunday morning, he preached that Sunday night was the same way at Rouse, the next Sunday morning, Sunday night. But this coming Sunday was the Mendenhall day. And Uncle Ike called him and said, "Brother, I'm not happy." He said, "Well, Brother, what in the world?" He said, "The church is finished. I've been down there and swept and cleaned it out. And I want to hear you preaching it. And I want it next Sunday afternoon." He said, "I don't feel like I can wait another week." And Brother said, "Well, all right. I'll be there. Since you get the word out, I'll be there." He spread the word, and they had the church full, and Brother preached the Sunday afternoon. Uncle Ike died the next week.
Right.
Now, there was something or other.
Something going on there.
Something going on.
Hmm. It's unusual. Well, what about this expression? Say if I was talking about somebody and I said, "Well, old so-and-so is just as common as he can be." What would that mean to you?
Well, just as common.
Just as common as he could be.
Well, now you mean common and not comic.
Common.
Common.
Yes, ma'am.
People very often speak of folks as being common. They are not up into what we call the upper class, but they're not shabby folks.
Yes, ma'am.
They're just common people, they'll say. It's no disgrace to be common.
But it's not a compliment to say so.
It's not what you'd call a compliment. It's just people they're honest and living all right, but they're not outstanding.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And you find some mighty good people among them common people, too.
Does it necessarily have anything to do with their upbringing?
Sometimes it does. Mm-hmm. Now, I have seen some very common, we call them parents, raise some children that would just come out and be outstanding in every way. Did you know, several years back, there wasn't too many parents, now a long time ago, that had any schooling. And education makes a difference now.
Yes,
you learn more about everything. I'm going to turn this out now. I've got cold. I'll just light it and turn it low.
Yes, ma'am.